Welcome back to the ICA Podcast. I'm Steve Prines, the course author and instructor for our home inspection training program. We've had quite a few requests for me to talk about some of the strangest things or weirdest things I've seen on a home inspection over the years. We like to call those war stories. Now, if you're a current student of our training program, you've probably heard me say a few times that we like to stay away from telling war stories to our clients because it's just not professional. You need to focus on the inspection, and your clients don't really want to hear that kind of thing. However, war stories are a lot of fun to tell to other home inspectors. So whether you're a current student or you're thinking of enrolling in the training program, when you get through the program, it's a lot of fun to go to local chapters of a home inspection association and share some of your war stories over a meal and a couple of drinks. Probably the stupidest things I've done over the years really have to do with not being careful with the address of the home. In one instance, I found the home. At least I thought I'd found the home. Well, what I did is I wasn't paying attention to the exact street name. Well, I drove to a street that said 64th. Made a left turn on the street, went down about half a block, found the address. The house matched the description of the home that I had. It was supposed to be a Cape Cod, and this house was. This house had a real estate sign in front of it, so it was definitely for sale. So I pulled up to the house, got myself ready to go. Now, I always like to get to home inspections 20 to 30 minutes before the scheduled inspection time. I like to get there before the clients, and I work in the Chicago area. It's very common in the Chicago area for real estate agents to be at the home inspections. Now, that is something peculiar to the Chicago area. In most areas of the United States, real estate agents don't typically show up to the home inspection, or if they do, it's only for a few moments. But in the Chicago area, real estate agents show up to let us in the home. We don't get access to the home on our own. So in any case, I got there early, as I always do. The house matched the description of the home that I had in my appointment sheet. The address matched. I was on 64th. Everything seemed good. So I went up to the door, knocked on the door. Nobody was home. And I got started on the exterior. Went around the house, made my notes. Went up on the roof, made my notes. Took pictures. Came off the roof. Client wasn't there yet. No real estate agent had showed up yet. It was a detached garage. As it turns out, the side door of the garage was unlocked, so I went ahead and inspected the garage, looked at my watch. The inspection was supposed to start at 2 o'clock. By now, it was about 10 after 2. No one had showed up yet. Sometimes people are late. I don't usually get too excited till you're about 15, even 20 minutes past the scheduled inspection time, so didn't get too excited. About a quarter after 2, I get a call from my office. I answer the phone. They say, "Where are you at?" And I said, "What do you mean where I'm at? I'm at the house." And my office manager said, "Well, the client says they're at the house. You're not there. So that's why I'm wondering where you're at." So I thought that was strange. And I said again, I said, "No, I'm at the house. I don't know where the client is, but I am at the house. I've already finished the exterior. There's no agent here. I'm waiting to get in the house." My office manager says, "Well, the client says they're at the house, the agent's there, and you're not there." So I started getting a little bit huffy with my office. I said, "No, I'm in front of the house. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm in front of the house." So we kind of went back and forth another minute or so, and then something just occurred to me. I looked at the address that I had written down, and it was 64th Place. So I simply told my office, "Let me check something. I'll call you right back." The house was about 3 lots down from the corner. So I simply walked down to the corner. I looked at the street sign. It said 64th Street. I was supposed to go to 64th Place. And I was on the wrong street. By coincidence, the house description matched the description I had. A house at the same address, except on the different street, was for sale. Kind of a weird thing. So I called my office back. I was pretty embarrassed about it. And all I needed to do when I was driving to the home is go one block past 64th Street to go to 64th Place. So that was something that was pretty stupid, truthfully. And of course, that wasn't the only time I've done something stupid like that. Another time, I was going to place a radon test in a home that wasn't for sale. We were simply placing the test for the current owner. They just wanted to know what the radon levels were in their home. So I looked at my appointment sheet. It was on Cimarron Drive. I went to the subdivision, found Cimarron Drive West, pulled up to the house, knocked on the door. Nice older lady answered the door, explained to her I was there to drop the radon test. She said, great, come on in. Went into the home, set the test up, verified the closed house conditions, everything that we're supposed to do with a radon test. I was there probably about 10, 15 minutes. When we do radon testing, we typically have some paperwork that we want the current owner to sign. It simply shows that we've explained the requirements for the closed house conditions to them and that they need to keep those conditions for 48 hours and so forth. So she read the paperwork. She signed. She thanked me for coming. I said, well, thanks very much. We'll be back in a couple of days to pick up the test and give you the results. And left the house and drove away. So that was about 12 o'clock, 12:15, I guess, when I left, because I got there at about 12. So it was about 12:15, 12:20 when I left. I get a call from my office around quarter after 1, 1:30, something like that. And they said, so apparently you didn't get that radon test done yet on Cimarron Drive. And of course I said, well, what do you mean I didn't get the radon test done? I was there about an hour ago. My office said, well, no, the owner called and said you haven't been there yet. And of course I got a little bit huffy with my office again. So what do you mean I haven't been there? The owner was there. They even signed the paperwork. I have it right here. Cimarron Drive West. And then I looked at the appointment sheet because I'd filled it out on the radon paperwork of Cimarron Drive West. I looked at the appointment sheet. The appointment sheet said Cimarron Drive East. So sure enough, there was another home on Cimarron Drive East in that same subdivision with the same street number, and that's where I was supposed to have gone. And as it turns out, Cimarron Drive West and Cimarron Drive East were actually two parts of a circular street. I think it's a pretty confusing way to set up your street number system, especially for emergency vehicles, but doesn't matter. I should have read everything more carefully. So now we are in a situation where we still needed to deliver a radon test to the correct home on Cimarron Drive East and retrieve the monitor from the wrong house on Cimarron Drive West. I was nowhere near that subdivision anymore, so we got another one of our inspectors, Mike, to deliver the radon and set it up in the correct home. And on his way over there, we got a call from a party at the first house, at the wrong house, and it was the owner of the home. He had not been there when I dropped the radon. As it turns out, that nice elderly lady was his mother. She knew nothing about a radon test, but she never said anything to me. She simply let me in and placed the test as if I was supposed to have been there all along. Well, as it turns out, she was a little bit senile. And the owner of the house, who was her son, had come home since I had dropped that radon test and wondered what was going on, had called her office. As it turns out, he'd been wanting to have a radon test done at his home. So believe it or not, he agreed to pay for it. And we left the test in the wrong house and picked it up a couple of days later. He paid us and we gave him the results. So it was kind of an ongoing joke in our inspection company for a few years after that, that the way to sell radon is to simply show up at a house and just put it in there and see if they'll buy it. Sometimes we do stupid things in life. Hopefully you'll learn from your mistakes. I guess I did after making the same similar stupid mistake a couple of times. Now, one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me was I was doing a home inspection for a couple that started out smooth enough. Probably about 15, 20 minutes into the home inspection, this couple started sort of arguing with each other. Well, I don't know their circumstance. I don't know them. I mean, typically you're not going to know your home inspection clients when they show up to the home. Almost always this would be the first time you've ever met them, unless they're repeat clients. So I knew nothing about them. Now, as I mentioned before, I do my work in the Chicago area, and in the Chicago area, real estate agents are typically at the home inspection. That is not typical for other parts of the United States, but it's very common in Chicago. So the agent was at this home inspection, and it's an agent that I knew well. She had referred me for many home inspections. So this couple started arguing, kind of glanced over at the agent, and she kind of nodded to indicate, well, just keep going, don't worry about it. So I did, continued with the inspection. Their arguing kind of died down a little bit. Then it picked up again. Then it died down again. I just kept moving forward. Now, I start my inspections from the top down. This was a two-story house, so that started on the second floor. I did the first floor. Then we go downstairs to the finished basement, and we're in the family room in the basement. And at about this point, this couple completely blows up at each other. And they are screaming at each other at the top of their lungs. And I should mention, by the way, that the current owner was home at the time. Both the husband and the wife and some kids. The entire family was home. In the basement, this couple is screaming at each other as if they're going to murder each other. And they're screaming at the top of their lungs about how much they hate each other and they want to get a divorce and using all sorts of words I will not use in this podcast, but lots of foul language. I didn't know what to do. I just kind of backed away from them and kind of got the agent over in the corner. I said, well, what should we do? Should we stop the home inspection? The agent said, you know, we're almost finished with it. Just keep going. Are you sure? I said, this is pretty weird. She said, just keep going. I'll tell you what, if they end up backing out of this deal, I'll pay you for your time. Okay. That's pretty weird circumstance. So I'd pretty much finished up the finished portion of the basement anyhow. So I went into the utility area and finished up with the electrical panel, water heater, and the furnace. By this time, the couple had calmed down. I completed my report, asked the agent, oh, what do you think I should do now? Should I go over the report room? She said, yeah, they're fine. And then she said to me, actually, they'd been like that for several weeks while this agent had been shown to different houses. They would yell, they would scream, and then they would suddenly kiss and make up. Very, very weird situation. So I was a little bit intimidated by the situation, but I went over and asked them if I could present the findings of the report. I said, absolutely. And they listened very carefully. They asked questions. They thanked me for my time. They paid me, and I went on my way. Seriously, that was one of the weirdest home inspections I've ever done. Nothing weird about the house, but everything weird about the clients. Now, I've had a lot of people ask me over the years if any weird sexual situations occur. And again, I don't know what people think home inspectors typically do, but nothing sexual really comes up. But I will say that probably the raciest moment I've had on a home inspection was when we were going to do an inspection in an upscale area in the Chicago suburbs. It's a town called Oak Brook. There are some very expensive homes there. And we had the home inspection scheduled, and they asked us to place the radon test a couple of days prior to the home inspection, because when a home is for sale, it's pretty common to do a 48-hour radon test. Now, I can tell you they're not the most accurate way to test radon levels in the house, but it is commonly accepted for real estate transactions. So we went ahead 2 days early to set the radon test up so that when we went back for the home inspection, we could retrieve the results from the monitor. So I pull up to the home, very large, very, very expensive home, as I expected, rang the doorbell. The door flies open, and it's a big, wide, like a 4-foot wide door. It's a very big home, very gorgeous home. This door flies open, and there is a lady standing there in nothing but a teddy. I'm serious. Nothing but a teddy. And it's one of those things where, yeah, she was an attractive lady, and certainly I wanted to take a good look, but I will tell you, in all seriousness, as a professional, it was very awkward. I really didn't want to look at her standing there in a teddy. And yeah, all the critical areas of her body were covered, but just barely. Very, very awkward situation. So I sort of stammered and said, I'm here to place the radon test. And she said, sure, come on in. And I walk into this beautiful foyer with all marble floors and this big circular stairway. It curved up along the wall. While I'm getting stuff set up in the foyer, and She goes right up the stairs. There was absolutely no way I was going to look up at her. I could have easily. Felt very awkward. So I went ahead and set up the radon test. Came back upstairs. We typically set the radon tests in the lowest level of the home. And this home did have a basement. So came back upstairs. And as I mentioned with the last story, there's some paperwork we need to have the current owner sign. So I go towards the back of the house and find the kitchen. And there's a family room right off of the kitchen. And there's a gentleman sitting there on a couch, fully clothed. And he's just smiling away. And I went over to him and I said, I've got some paperwork I need to have you sign. And he looked at me with this big grin and said, I don't live here. Okay. So all of a sudden, the lady and the teddy appeared in the kitchen, still wearing nothing but her teddy. I showed her the paperwork. She was on one side of a peninsula in the kitchen. I was on the other side. I showed her the paperwork. Slid it across to her. She leaned over. I got all sorts of cleavage in my eyes. I was very glad nothing fell out, so to speak. Seriously, it's a very awkward and embarrassing situation. So she signed. I left. Felt very weird about that. Now, when we went back a couple of days later to actually do the home inspection, and when I went to the home office, I couldn't help but see pictures of her on the walls. It turns out she is a former Miss Illinois, and it sure looked like to me that the guy sitting in the family room on the day of the radon test was not her husband. So I don't know what was going on. I'm sure you have your own ideas about what was probably happening. I certainly have my own ideas, but in all seriousness, that is probably the raciest or sexiest thing that's happened to me on a home inspection. And you know what? That's the only story I have like that. I don't have dozens of those stories. So, yeah, typically in a home inspection, we just don't see a bunch of racy, sexy, exciting things like that. And I got to tell you, I'm a happily married guy. I was happily married at the time. But even if I'd been single and looking for action, so to speak, I still would have felt very awkward in that situation because that's just not appropriate. Why she chose to answer the door that way, I have no idea. But, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a guy or a gal. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. I mean, in life, we run across situations that are sometimes sexually awkward for us. And you will sometimes find yourself in situations where you might find your client to be attractive to you, no matter who they are. As professionals, we simply try to avoid those types of situations, get done with the inspection, and move on. So I guess to kind of summarize this, if you are getting into the home inspection business or thinking of getting into the home inspection business, hoping to find lots of excitement with weird and crazy and sexy things, well, you're not going to find too much of it. Now, there's some more goofy stories I could tell you. Perhaps we'll share some more of those in the next podcast. But as I said, that seriously is the only really sexy story that I have. And I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of home inspections. That about wraps up today's podcast. Sure appreciate your listening, and we'll catch you down the road. Thanks very much.